on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Just underway here tonight at the Martinsville Speedway for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. 15 laps of 250 are complete. Harrison Burton has led them all, but here comes Eric Almirola. He wants to be the second leader of this event. They are side by side for the top spot. Justin Allgaier looking on in third.
Allgaier in the catbird seat, waiting to see how this one works out. Eric Almirola off turn two, down the back straightaway. Halfway there on the inside line. Burton gives up the fight, looks to get to the bottom. I'm not sure Allgaier's going to let him do it.
No, Allgaier did not want to, but Justin Allgaier had the back end of the car dance sideways with him when he applied the power to the racetrack. So Allgaier slips just a bit. Burton finds a spot at the bottom of the racetrack. All the while, Almirola drives away.
He has gone by a couple of car lengths, and it only took him about a lap to do it. Justin Allgaier, a wide entry into turn three, tries to come off low and make the move, but can't get it done.
A battle will now shift for the second position. Harrison Burton in second, Allgaier in third, arcing a little bit wider to the exit of turn number two, but remains in position number three. Large gap back to Ryan Sieg in third, Brendan Queen fourth, Sheldon Creed to round out the top five, then Carson Quapel. He's been kicked up into that second lane. Here comes Brandon Jones to his inside. That race the best right now among the top ten from seventh on back.
Carson Quapel's Junior Motorsports Chevrolet just not able to hold the bottom of the racetrack right now. He has slipped up out of a low groove two or three times already, and it has cost him at least one spot every time.
While he lost that spot for Junior Motorsports, his teammate Justin Allgaier gained a position. Allgaier able to get by Harrison Burton. He's now up to the number two spot. We've got 40 laps to go in the opening stage of tonight's race, and Eric Almirola is the race leader.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank Savings Account. Ally Bank, member FDIC. The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
No change at the front of the field. Eric Almirola continues to show the way. Justin Allgaier second. Harrison Burton goes third. Ryan Sieg fourth. And Brendan Queen rounds out the top five. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
And now 28 laps go on the board. Eric Almirola up front comfortably by a good 10 to 12 car lengths over Justin Allgaier, who rides second. Hey, race fans, if you're looking to buy or sell vehicles and equipment for farming, construction and transportation, or other used heavy assets, there's no one better than the auction experts at Ritchie Brothers. Whether you're buying or selling, Ritchie Brothers get it done fast. Visit rbauction.com today to browse their auction schedule. Again, that's rbauction.com.
Continuing under the green flag, Eric Almirola continues to lead by a second and a half over Justin Allgaier. Let's get some updates from the pit lane as we are now 32 laps in to this green flag run for the NASCAR Xfinity Series cars, including Carson Quapel, who's gone the wrong way, Steve Post. He has lost seven spots since the drop of the green flag.
Kyle, he started in the second spot. What looked good early on has turned into a little bit of a mess. The car is just very tight. Dave Moody actually called it. He said he cannot keep the car down in the center of the corner. Just watching down here, he slides up the racetrack again. Car just wants to slide up the racetrack.
Trouble, turn number two. One car goes for a spin, slides up the racetrack, does not make hard contact. It's Myatt Snider who brings out the caution flag for the first time today. Right in the middle of turns one and two, Myatt Snider diving into turn number one. May have had a little bit of help down there from the Nick Sanchez right front bumper, but that puts us under the caution flag for the first time tonight.
Making his fourth start of the season for Myatt Snider, who goes into a spin over in turn number two. No contact with the outside wall, but will fall off the lead lap as we'll go to Chris Wilner now to get an update from the pit lane.
Yeah, and Kyle, listening into Brandon Jones, pretty happy with the race car, one of the drivers that is outside the cut line coming into tonight's race. But things are going according to plan for driver of that Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. He talked to me before the race. He said, I know I'm starting outside the top 10, but if I do my job by the first caution or the end of stage one, pick up at least three or four spots, my pit crew has been lights out. And we're going to see it here potentially with this first round of pit stops. He said, every race we've been in the last several races back, all the way as back as Kansas, they've gained me at least two spots on pit road. That'll put me in a better position to gain some stage points. So Brandon Jones, job one is done, picking up a few spots there under that green flag run. Wendy?
Eric Almirola leading many laps here as he went through traffic. He had some communication with his spotter that said, I don't really want to know when I'm at the bumper of somebody. Just tell me when somebody's at the bumper of me. So a little miscommunication there, but Eric is very happy with the race car. He just came over the radio when this caution came out, and it said it's a very similar setup on the balance-wise to what they had in practice. No changes requested from Eric Almirola.
So we worked the caution flag for the first time tonight. We've run 33 laps, and Dave Moody, typically at Martinsville, it's not unusual to see brake rotors aglow. However, earlier in a race, are you seeing any of that?
Oh, 99.9% of the field, right front brake rotors in particular, are lit up like a gigantic campfire. The one exception is Eric Almirola. His aren't lit up at all, and he's on pit road.
Road is
he decided
open
to come down pit road for four tires, so no go fuel. They make their way around to the left side. A little bit slow on the right side for Eric Almirola. Also on pit road, Corey Day, who had moved up to the 16th position from the 23rd. Chris?
Sheldon Creed is in, said, I'm fighting the same thing as practice, said, I cannot get any drive off with exit, so I need help there. Jonathan Toney, the crew chief, going to make an adjustment. Four tires and fuel. Brandon Jones is as well. Left side service is done, and another good stop for Brandon Jones. The crew's happy, Steve.
Justin Allgaier is in, happy with his race car, just going to get some tires and fuel in that automobile and set themselves up for strategy over the course of this one. Also in is Justin Monsignor. He gets an adjustment on that race car. Four tires, Sunoco Racing fuel, and yes, Carson Quapel with that tight race car. They made an adjustment and brought him down pit road. These pit stops lap number 34.
Justin Allgaier, the first off the pit lane, but not all of the lead lap cars pitted. We'll reset it for you when we come back to Martinsville.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page, and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, a colorful career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. Junior's journey and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
The top nine cars stayed on the racetrack and did not pit. They include Brendan Queen, Jeb Burton, Christian Eckes, Sam Mayer, Daniel Dye, Connor Zilich, Anthony Alfredo, and Austin Green. Justin Allgaier, first off the pit lane a moment ago, currently shown in the ninth position. There were a couple of penalties under this round of pit stops, including Nick Sanchez and Jesse Love, too fast on the pit lane. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Wrapping up the first caution flag of the evening here at the Martinsville Speedway. Field off of turn number four. Green flag is back out to begin lap number 39. New names at the front. Brendan Queen and Jeb Burton back in turn two.
Butterbean Queen launches it at the entrance to the restart zone and drives away quickly. A disastrous restart for Jeb Burton. He gets funneled three wide to the outside. He still gets muscled up yet again at this end, courtesy of Connor Zilich.
Jeb Burton right now is a foosball. Everybody's kind of kicking him all over the racetrack, and he still hasn't been able to get down to the bottom of the speedway. He's going to fall out of the top 10 while they're looking three wide for second.
Three wide down the back straightaway, thinking better of it. On the inside lane is Daniel Dye. Around the outside, Sam Mayer. Down low, Christian Eckes.
Sam Mayer in the outside lane to his inside. Christian Eckes with the shorter way around on the bottom. Mayer a bit quicker, topside for the runner-up spot.
Letting it ride in that outside lane is Sam Mayer. A great run off the top of turn number two. May have glanced off the outside safer barrier just incidentally, but it got him the number two position.
That's a great run there for Mayer. He'll take over the second spot. The top nine cars on the restart have not made a pit stop. Right now it's Brendan Butterbean Queen at the front of the field and driving away.
And they are three wide again for the number five position coming off turn number two. Connor Zilich was on the outside of that. He gets away with it because jumping out of the middle of that fray was Anthony Alfredo.
Justin Allgaier trying to make his way back to the front. The first car up on the leaderboard with the freshest tires up to the fifth position now off turn two.
Yeah, not for long. He's going to make his way underneath Daniel Dye to take over the number four spot. Dye dropped, kicked back to fifth. His troubles aren't over. Here comes Connor Zilich.
Cole, can you explain or put into words how difficult it is when you're on older tires compared to somebody who's got the fresh tires?
It's absolute chaos. And especially when you're really fed to the wolves as the first guy who's on old tires, you really have to be defensive, make sure you don't get put in that third lane where you really give up spots there. So it's all about protecting at this point and minimizing the damage.
Couple of aggressive moves right now for Justin Allgaier. Goes to the inside of Christian Eckes now for third.
A little bit of a bump and run for the little gator in turns three and four. He pulls it off and drives away with the number three position. Eckes back to fourth. Daniel Dye, and then here comes Brandon Jones to the inside of Zilich.
And that is for position number six, and Brandon Jones will take that spot away. Eric Almirola is on the move behind Brandon Jones and Connor Zilich. He's looking for room to race on Anthony Alfredo.
He has made his way into the top 10 as they race down the back straightaway.
Trouble off turn number four. One car is in trouble. It's Connor Mozak goes for a spin right in the middle of the racetrack as the oncoming traffic and leaders approach. He's going to refire the race car and pull away as we work the caution now for the second time tonight.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Back at Martinsville Speedway, pit lane is open. The field now works its way off turn two. We'll see if anybody elects to come in. Again, 9 drivers stayed on the track on the first caution flag, and the lead cars make their way past the entrance to pit road. Looks like everybody's going to stay out in the top 10. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your health care should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
The caution flag for the second time here tonight at Martinsville Speedway. Brendan Queen is going to be still the race leader after staying on the track again under this caution flag. Nobody at the front of the field elected to come to pit road here this time by just a couple of cars way back in the running order did so. So it's Brendan Queen, the race leader here, with now 11 to go in stage number one. Sam Mayer is second. Justin Allgaier third. Christian Eckes is fourth. Daniel Dye is fifth, and Brandon Jones goes sixth. Connor Zilich is seventh. Anthony Alfredo eighth. Eric Almirola ninth, and Jeb Burton is 10th.
Just outside of the top 10, Harrison Burton in 11th, Sheldon Creed in 12th, Taylor Gray 13th, Carson Quapel 14th, and Ryan Sieg 15th. Then it's Sammy Smith, Austin Hill, Corey Day, Justin Bonsignor, and Patrick Staropoli, the top 20.
The rest of the running order in 21st at the moment is Brennan Poole, Dean Thompson 22nd, Parker Retzlaff is 23rd, Blaine Perkins is 24th, Brad Perez is 25th, 26th is Jesse Love after a pit road speeding penalty on the first caution flag when he came to pit lane. Thomas Annunziata is 27th. Jeremy Clements, 28th. Garrett Smithley, 29th. And Ryan Ellis is 30th. Incidentally, Ryan Ellis, it was announced just earlier today, will not be back with that race team next year.
And that's how they're running. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, the official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast, get real unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless.
So as we come to the line, we'll get the one-to-go signal this time by. Drivers choose what lane to restart in. Brendan Queen, the leader, opts for the bottom of the track. Cole, is it a gimme at Martinsville when you choose to always go to the bottom if you're the leader?
Usually you do have the advantage, but sometimes, I mean, the top, if you can get that good positioning on them and hold them down, really pinch them down into the curb, you can take the lead from the top lane, and especially if you spin the tires too much on the bottom. So it's not a give me, I wouldn't say, but it's definitely preferred on the bottom.
What's the transition off of the concrete to asphalt there in the restart zone?
It definitely, the asphalt's going to have worse grip. So you have to really watch your tire spin as you get going, and really, especially these guys, they're on 50-lap tires. They're definitely going to have to manage their tire spin and not roast them.
Sam Mayer and Brandon Jones, two drivers that need the playoff points and the stage points right now among the top six as we are set for the restart. Eight laps to go in this opening stage. Back under the green flag, Brendan Quaine leads them back to turn one.
He's got the advantage by about a fender through turns one and two, but Sam Mayer hanging tough with him on an outside lane, doing exactly what Cole Custer talked about, pinching him down at the exit of two and the entrance to three.
Brendan Quaine will have none of it. He's strong off turn number four. Gets a nose out in front. Sam Mayer rallies back topside. Justin Allgaier right there in third, looking on.
Allgaier bobbing and weaving, high and low, trying to decide which lane's going to get the advantage. And so far, that's a coin flip because it's a solid side-by-side battle again into three.
Sam Mayer strong in that outside lane right now, staying right with Brendan Quaine on the bottom for the third time. They go to turn one, locked up nose-to-nose for the top spot.
Side-by-side through turns one and two. Sam Mayer hanging right with Butterbean Quaine as they exit turn two. Actually puts a fender up on the outside down the back straightaway. Hasn't got him clear, though, in turn three.
Valuable stage points on the line for all these drivers, including Sam Mayer on the outside lane, who gets the job done with five laps to go in the stage.
Mayer gets it done and drives around the outside, and Butterbean Quaine may lose second now because as Justin Allgaier saw that happening, he dove three wide to the bottom. He is side-by-side now with Quaine.
Here comes Justin Allgaier to the inside to the second spot. Former race leader Brendan Quaine kicked back to third, and Christian Eckes now challenging Eric Almirola for the fourth spot as Allgaier closes in for the top spot.
Right behind them, Brandon Jones slide to the inside, trying to pick up the number five position. Here comes Allgaier now on the back bumper of Sam Mayer.
Three laps to go in the opening stage of tonight's race. Sam Mayer has the lead, but only by a bumper. But here comes Allgaier, wedges his way to the bottom of turn number one for the top spot.
He's got the low line through turns one and two. Poles even by the time they hit the back straightaway. Side by side now heading for three. Allgaier down low. Mayer up high. It's Justin Allgaier.
It'll be two laps to go this time here in stage number one. And Justin Allgaier to the front of the field over Sam Mayer. Here comes Quaine and Almirola. And now out of shape. And at the front of the field is Mayer in turn one.
Takes it all the way to the safer barrier. Does not get a piece of the wall in front of him now. The battle's on for second, and Eric Almirola's on the comeback trail.
And he is going to clear Brendan Quaine as we begin the final lap of the opening stage of tonight's race. Allgaier up front by five car lengths. Now Almirola to second.
Smooth sailing for Allgaier. No challenge at the back bumper. Almirola's got the number two spot as Daniel Dye further back nearly got a piece of the wall. Third place is Butterbean Quaine.
Here he comes off of turn number four. Checkered flag is out, and it is Justin Allgaier to see the green and white checkered flag to end stage number one, claiming the stage victory here this evening over Eric Almirola, Brendan Quaine back in third, Brandon Jones fourth, and Sam Mayer completed the top five. Connor Zillage finished in the sixth spot, Harrison Burton in seventh, Christian Eckes eighth, Sheldon Creed ninth, and Corey Day to round out the top ten.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You ready? Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
The stage win for Justin Allgaier was his 14th of the season, most among all drivers this season. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Complete here tonight at the Martinsville Speedway for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Justin Allgaier picked up the win. Sam Mayer picked up stage points and has gone from outside of the top four to inside of the top four, but not by much for Sam as they run right now on the racetrack. In fact, he is now just outside of the top four, 5 points back as they run, but was able to pick up some points, valuable points, and if he can do that again in stage number two, he might be in pretty good position when we get to the end of this one.
Yeah, there's a lot of racing to go before we get to that second green and white checkered flag, and it is Martinsville Speedway, and a lot of stuff can happen in a hurry. All 38 starters of tonight's race are still racing out there. Only two cars are being scored a lap down in 37th. It's Connor Mozak, 38th, Takuma Koga. Austin Green will get the free pass in 36, so he will be the last car on the lead lap.
Expecting pit stops when pit road opens here forthcoming. Several drivers have yet to stop in tonight's race, including Brendan Queen in third, Sam Mayer, who we talked about just a moment ago, in fifth. Connor Zilich in the sixth spot made his way from the rear of the field to a top 10 finish at the end of stage number one. Christian Eckes made his way from the rear of the field to a top 10 finish at the end of stage number one. Christian Eckes also finishing this opening stage in position number eight.
As we continue to work under the caution flag here, this is our third caution of tonight's race. Caution flag number one came out on lap 31 when Myatt Snider went for a spin off the front bumper of Nick Sanchez in turn one. The second caution flag on lap number 46, Connor Mozak spun in turn number four. And this, the third caution flag for the end of stage number one, which was won by Justin Allgaier.
Pit road is open. Who stays out? Who comes in? A lot of the drivers that came in on lap 34 have elected to stay on the racetrack. Most of the other leaders, well, at least three of the other leaders, have found their way to pit road. Wendy Venturini.
Sam Mayer was all about gaining points as he was going for that stage win. He said, sorry, fellas, I got loose in. It's going to be four tires and Sunoco fuel. No adjustments. He feels pretty good about his race car. Chris Wilner.
Alex Janz giving Christian Eckes the command to come down pit lane. Remember, they didn't come down on lap 34. He said, it is disconnected on exit. The front end feels like it's coming out of the stops. This car is bad. They're going to make a pretty good chassis adjustment. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. Daniel Dye, who went backwards on that final restart, said, the brakes aren't slowing me down. I need some help there, and the right front felt awful. Four tires and fuel for both of those Colic Racing machines. Steve Post.
Another Colic car, Brendan Butterbean Queen, ran up front during that stage. Come in, four tires, Sunoco fuel. Did not see any visible adjustments on the Queen Chevrolet.
Sam Mayer, the first off the pit lane. Brendan Queen coming off in position number two. Then it's Daniel Dye, third off of the pit lane. However, they'll start deeper in the field as only about seven cars elected to make pit stops here under this third caution of the evening. The caution because we ended stage number one just a couple of laps ago. Stage number two already underway here with 53 laps to run. It'll take us to lap 120.
So as we get set to get the one to go here in just a couple of more laps here in the IAA and Ritchie Brothers 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, we welcome to the broadcast Jake Lawson, president and head of Ritchie Brothers North America Sales. Good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I couldn't be better here tonight. This is amazing here in Martinsville.
So for the fans who don't know, who is and what does Ritchie Brothers do?
Ritchie Brothers is the world's largest industrial auctioneer, where we sell over $7 billion of equipment worldwide. Basically, if it's got engines and horsepowers, if it helps farmers or truckers, if it moves dirts, we sell it.
How does Ritchie Brothers align and connect with race fans and all the excitement and tradition that we're seeing here at the Martinsville Speedway tonight?
Well, ironically, Ritchie Brothers has been around almost as long as this this track, this historic track here in Martinsville, and it's been amazing to see. It's all about taking care of our customers. It's trust. It's transparency. It's about doing what's right, and that's what I see a lot of the people and the fans resonate with.
And what is IAA? What about them?
IAA is one of the largest global remarketers for vehicles. So you think about cars, whether it's total loss. We work with insurance companies all around the world. Some of the greatest insurance companies where there are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of cars a year.
What inspired Ritchie Brothers and IAA to align with Martinsville Speedway and the NASCAR Xfinity Series and especially the playoffs?
For us, really, it comes down to it's a valued partnership. We have shared visions, shared goals. It's about teamwork. It's about performance. It's a lot of the things that really land here in Martinsville and our NASCAR racers.
And competition is in the spirit of competition. Certainly is synonymous with Ritchie Brothers, IAA, and NASCAR, too, isn't it?
100%. I tell my kids every day, life is a competition. Competition fuels excellence. And whether it's on the track, I think about all these great people in the pits. I think about these drivers. It's about innovation and evolution. It's how do you get better every day. We see it the same way for us at Ritchie Brothers. There's an IAA out in the field. We want to get better, provide better service, and do a great job for our customers and partners.
Well, it's a privilege to have you with us here on the broadcast here for a while, and a perfect night for racing. A little cool out there, but everybody here, huge crowd on hand, and we can't thank you and your entire team enough for putting on another fantastic race here in Martinsville.
It's our pleasure. Seriously, when I think about what IAA and Ritchie Brothers have to do, it's an amazing experience, and we're very proud and privileged to be here. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Jake Lawson, president and head of Ritchie Brothers North America Sales.
And we welcome IAA and Ritchie Brothers to the race here tonight. Their proud sponsorship of tonight's event for the NASCAR Xfinity Series at the Martinsville Speedway. Let's reset the field for you as we're about a couple laps away from getting the green flag and the start of Stage 2. Justin Allgaier is the race leader over Eric Almirola, Brandon Jones, Connor Zilich, who has yet to stop in tonight's race on pit road, had to start this event from the rear of the field after an incident in practice earlier today. He did not post a qualifying time earlier this afternoon and will restart fourth. Harrison Burton will restart in fifth as the field gets the one to go signal. Sheldon Creed in sixth, Corey Day seventh, Carson Quapel eighth, Anthony Alfredo in ninth, and Jeb Burton to round out the top ten. Then it's Taylor Gray, Sammy Smith, Ryan Sieg, Austin Hill, and Patrick Staropoli, Justin Bonsignor, Brennan Poole, Dean Thompson, Blaine Perkins, and Jesse Love. The top 20 drivers that made a stop here under this most recent yellow. 28th on back, including Sam Mayer, who will restart in 28th, Brendan Queen 29th, Christian Eckes in the 30th position. Daniel Dye was also on pit road and will restart 31st, Parker Retzlaff 32nd, Garrett Smithley in 33rd. They were on the pit lane. Everybody else staying out here during the stage break. Justin Allgaier, Eric Almirola were the first two to cross the line to double up. Brandon Jones will elect to be the first car in the outside lane with Allgaier to his left elbow. Green flag is up and we're underway here in stage number two tonight in Martinsville, and it's Allgaier to turn one as the leader.
He waited very late in the restart zone to punch the button and it worked perfectly. He drives off turn number two with sole possession of the lead. Battle is on for second. Almirola now to the inside on Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones washes wide. Couple of cars out of the Joe Gibbs Racing Shop's battle for the second spot. Allgaier gets away with a lead. Now Brandon Jones changes lanes, goes to driver's left.
Jones with a good head of steam in that outside lane, able to clear Eric Almirola and jump back down to the inside line. Eric now goes third. The battle for fourth. Connor Zilich on the outside. Harrison Burton down low.
The oldest tires of any car out there among the race leaders. Connor Zilich in the outside lane has Burton in the bottom for fourth.
Zilich is hanging tough up there, but those older tires are not going to help his cause right now. Side by side, the battle for fourth and fifth. Burton down low. Zilich up high. Then Sheldon Creed and Corey Day.
Good. 2x2 racing there from the number four position on back. There's real no advantage for either one of those drivers in that knot of traffic.
Connor Zillich doing a tremendous job on those older tires. He is step-by-step with Harrison Burton for position number three. Right behind them, two wide. Wow, Corey Day with a big wiggle on entry into turn three. He's going to lose a couple of spots.
That allowed Sheldon Creed to get to the inside and take that spot away. And here comes Carson Quapel now to the inside of Day for eight.
Corey Day just trying to get his confidence back as that car almost swapped ends on entry into turn number three. Battle is on for fifth. Zillich tries to get down, but can't do it. Sheldon Creed muscles him up out of the groove.
Connor Zillich better be patient here. He's on that outside lane as they work to his inside. It's Creed. Quapel is lined up there along with Corey Day.
One of those times where you've just got to take some lumps if you're on older tires and trapped up high here at Martinsville. Connor Zillich doing the best he can, still side by side with Creed.
Creed to the inside, Zillich to the outside lane. Connor, a little bit of contact with Sheldon to his inside. All of that battling just in front of Carson Quapel.
Carson Quapel right there looking for some daylight. He would probably take the opportunity to make it three wide, but for the moment, he'll stay in the single file. Right behind him, Corey Day.
41 laps to go now in stage number two after the caution flag flew for the end of stage number one. Todd, it's impressive to see the original tires that started the race for Connor Zillich still hanging tough on the outside lane.
Yeah, he's doing a great job with it. And this one of those situations, when he didn't get to qualify, he started tail. They had to create some opportunity, some track position. They made it. They didn't feel like, they didn't feel like there was enough laps on their tires to give them enough of an advantage, and he's hanging tough out here. Steve Post?
Todd, he is hanging tough, and this is going to be for a win, even if he loses a few more spots. That was even be back in the second half of the top 10. He's reported right now that the car gets a little tight at about the 5/8 part of the corner. In other words, just the exit, and that's causing him to struggle a little bit getting the car up off from the corner. But boy, at this stage with these old tires, if he's struggling and just hanging on the top 5 or top 6, that's a pretty good bold move for this team, and they'll get some tires at the end of this stage and be equal with everyone else.
I want to take this a little deeper, Cole. 5/8 point of the racetrack. What's going on in the race car? What's the trigger point at that point?
Well, you're asking the car to do a lot at that point of the racetrack. Right past the center of the corner. You're trying to turn and you're trying to get back to the throttle. So whether it's trying to get the car to turn or trying to put the throttle down, it seems like that's always the problem here at Martinsville, is how you attack that late center or 5/8 part of the corner.
It's amazing that the level and detail of communication from just an 18-year-old like Connor Zillich to break it down to a 5/8 part of the corner out there. And Davies, he's under attack again on the backstretch.
Yeah, about the time he had made his way back down into the low groove and was able to relax, he gave up the inside again to Taylor Gray. Taylor underneath him. Here comes Corey Day now to the inside.
Connor Zillich has backslid to position number 8 on the racetrack, keeping an eye on him, keeping an eye on the battle for the lead as well, which is beginning to tighten up.
Justin Allgaier looks in the rearview mirror and sees far too many Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas. Brandon Jones is right there on his back bumper. Eric Almirola closing in.
And for the moment, the top three are just kind of logging a few laps here in the mid stages of today's race. 85 laps on the board of the scheduled 250 as the field goes to the backstretch.
Brandon Jones continues to keep a little heat on the back bumper of the Justin Allgaier machine, although Allgaier's pulled away by maybe half a car length.
That's the battle up front. Also keeping an eye on Connor Zillich. That car has stabilized right now. Was under fire from Corey Day just a couple of laps ago. But Dave, Connor's been able to drive away a bit in that 8th spot.
He's really done a pretty solid job, Kyle, considering that he's working at a considerable tire disadvantage right now. He's pulled away from Corey Day by almost a car length.
Cole, it looks like Justin Allgaier, the race leader, is maybe a tick slower than the two Toyotas behind him. How patient can Brandon Jones and Almirola afford to be right now?
Well, I mean, at some point, they're going to get impatient. You know, after you sit behind him for about 10, 15 laps, he's going to start using the bumper. I don't doubt it. So, but we've seen it time and time again. Those Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas, they've been faster at Martinsville, and it seems like Eric Almirola for sure has it today.
And they are racing for the second spot right now off of turn number two.
Eric Almirola perhaps a little more impatient than his teammate. He makes the move down the back straightaway, goes to the inside of Brandon Jones, and will look to take over second.
I think Almirola has the luxury of being impatient because he is going to race for the owner's championship Championship next week. Brandon Jones still has to be careful with the car, trying to be in the Drivers' Championship four.
Jones right now is not completely satisfied with third, but it could be a whole lot worse. But he's got company coming. Harrison Burton closing in, and he's got Sheldon Creed in tow.
Harrison Burton in fourth, Sheldon Creed in fifth. Top five beginning to come back together at the front of the field. Eric Almirola closing in on Justin Allgaier. Almirola led 17 laps earlier in this race. He wants that top spot back. Let's check in his pit with Wendy.
After the last time down pit road, when he went back out there, Eric Almirola said he felt like he really hurt the tires running the top lane, and therefore he lost some since the beginning of the race. He went to the bottom lane to get around Brandon Jones, and you can see it's paying off as the caution comes out at lap 91.
Trouble in turn number two. Jeb Burton got turned around in a heavy pack of racing traffic. Jeb gets the spin, fires it back up, pulls away.
Jeb Burton has cut down a left rear tire in the process. He will make his way to pit lane as we work the caution for the fourth time.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
He's back here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that.
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh,
a little retaliation.
Holy cow! Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
Pit lane is open, and the leaders are there. Wendy Venturini.
Sammy Smith is going to come to a stop right in front of me. It's going to be four tires, and they reach in and pull that tear off and give him another water bottle as they come around to the left-hand side. Sammy Smith said he was a little bit tight. They did make an adjustment. Chris Wilner.
Brandon Jones is in, said a lot of potential with the front, just needs some help with the rear sliding. They're going to make a four-tire change, air pressure adjustment on the Toyota, and another solid pit stop with potential gains for Brandon Jones. Also in with Sheldon Creed, complaining of a tight race car. See post.
Justin Allgaier's in four tires, Sunoco fuel. No adjustments on that car. Pretty happy with that automobile. Here's Jesse Love getting fuel service. For the first time today, Connor Zilich is in. They're going to try to free that car up just a little bit. Justin Bonsignor, Austin Hill also getting pit service here on lap number 93.
Different strategies ongoing. More cars stayed on the track as the whole wave of machines that made their way to pit road will give up some track position. Carson Quapel, who stays on the track, will inherit the race lead from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at the Martinsville Speedway, 24 laps to go in stage number two as the field comes back to the start-finish line. Working under the caution flag for the fourth time tonight. There was a penalty on pit road, and for the second time tonight, the penalty is a playoff driver, and it's Jesse Love. They got busted for equipment interference. Also, speeding out there for on pit lane for Kyle Sieg, as well as Brad Perez got busted for speeding as well, Kyle.
Top 10 drivers stayed on the racetrack here under this caution flag. Carson Quapel shown as the race leader. Anthony Alfredo in second. Brendan Queen third. Nick Sanchez fourth. Christian Eckes top five. Then it's Sam Mayer, Parker Retzlaff, Ryan Ellis, Austin Green, and Garrett Smith lead a top 10. And then we get back to the drivers that were just on the pit lane and Justin Allgaier.
Well, Todd Gordon, you're a crew chief. You've won the NASCAR Cup Series championship as a crew chief. You look at the way this RCR team with Jesse Love, they came in with a 40-point cushion on the chance to go to Phoenix to be a part of the championship four. We're not even to the halfway point of the race. They've been to pit road twice, and they've made two mistakes on pit road. They're having themselves a bit of a rough night on the pit lane here tonight. Not what you need to do when you're trying to make it to the championship four.
No, you're not. And the first one being a speeding penalty, whether that's lights or where it is, that's kind of on Jesse. And where that goes forward might be the engineers setting up the lights. This one, equipment interference, typically it's a tire that gets rolled into the adjacent pit box too far and affects the teams that are working around it. But as you look at it, yeah, the left rear tire came out and actually made contact with a tire in the pit box behind him and kind of tripped up their jackman. That's a part of what these pit stops are. The gas man should be kicking that tire down as it comes out of left rear opening.
About to go back under the green flag. The field is doubled up in their rows of two. Carson Quapel, Brendan Queen will make up the front row. Anthony Alfredo, Nick Sanchez. Some new names toward the front of the field here on this restart. A lot of the leaders out of the top 10, including Justin Allgaier, who was just on the pit lane. Back under the green flag we go with still 23 laps to go in stage number two. It's Carson Quapel to turn two.
And a great launch by Quapel will have him solo in possession of the lead down the back straightaway heading for turn number three. Second spot now belongs to Brendan Queen, bumping and grinding further back in the pack, but they're going to sort it out.
And Jesse Love had to start at the back of the field because of that equipment interference penalty. He got roughed up and lost contact with that lead group. Quapel is the leader of that group.
Down the back straightaway, he flies about a car length in hand for Carson Quapel over Butterbean Queen, who rides in the second spot. Christian Eckes is third, but not for long. Here comes Anthony Alfredo.
Anthony Alfredo, who's running among the top five, has yet to make a stop so far here tonight in the first 100 laps of this race, running in the top five now, Dave.
Down the back straightaway they come, trying to get that sorted out, and they will. Anthony Alfredo goes to the number four position. Behind him, Sam Mayer under the gun from Nick Sanchez.
Sanchez's gold machine right to the inside of that bright green and black entry from Mayer. Mayer gets aggressive and puts the block on and going into turns one and two.
Sam Mayer will throw that block, hang on to the number five position, but he takes a very wide exit off turn number two, having some trouble holding the bottom of the racetrack, and that's opportunity for Nick Sanchez.
Nick Sanchez running in the sixth position, gets back in the line here as the front nine or so cars single out. You get back to Justin Allgaier, who is trying to make his way up through the field on fresher tires.
A little bit of jostling back in the pack, back around 15th position. Sheldon Creed just put the plow down and moved Ryan Ellis. Ellis, I think, would like to get revenge, but Creed is long gone.
He is, and now Creed is under attack at the start-finish line. Harrison Burton is there. Sammy Smith had thoughts of jamming it in there three wide, but thinks better of it.
Sammy had a better thought that time, and he'll let him go side by side for position right in front of him. Further up, Brandon Jones is on the move. He's going to jump to the inside and take a spot from Austin Green.
Austin Green in the outside lane will lose a couple of spots. Brandon Jones goes to the bottom to take that position, and Eric Almirola will follow soon.
Meanwhile, back at the front of the field, it continues to be Carson Quapel by about a car length over Brendan Queen. Two more back to Christian Eckes, and now here comes Sam Mayer down to the inside for four.
He gets to the inside of Anthony Alfredo on the front straightaway, under braking in turn one, wheel to wheel for position number four.
Mayer's got the bottom of the racetrack. Anthony Alfredo, Pat Fast Pasta, letting it ride in that outside lane. The advantage goes to Mayer, but Anthony's hanging with him.
On 106 flat bull tires for Anthony Alfredo, who is still yet to come to the pit lane in the outside lane. A lot of pressure to the bottom from Sam Mayer.
And they are all lined up behind him as well. Anthony Alfredo, I'm afraid, is going to take a bit of a beating here unless he can find some daylight, and he does. Slides down into the low line in front of Nick Sanchez.
They'll get back in line and try to run down the lead trio, which Carson Quappel is current race leader. First laps, he's led the Xfinity Series this year since going all the way back to the month of June at Atlanta.
Been a long time for Carson Quappel. He's ready to win a race, and he may have the car to do it here tonight. He maintains that one car length edge over Butterbean Queen.
Cole Custer joins us up here in the MRN broadcast booth. Cole, does that surprise you? Anthony Alfredo running among the top 10 competitively right now, and he has yet to come to pit road 108 laps into this event.
Well, they've worked some really good strategy, and like we said earlier tonight, it's so cold out, they're not really valuing new tires. You can hang on those old tires because they're not wearing as much, and the pace is up, so it just has equaled the field out a little bit.
And you look at this situation, and we talked about it in watch practice, 3/4 of a second drop-off in lap time. We're not seeing that now. The fast laps for these guys, 20-50s, right now they're hovering in the 20-90s. Four-tenths of a second isn't a ton of time to give up on older tires.
As Justin Allgaier opens up the inside lane on Anthony Alfredo, Allgaier, we know, has got a fast race car. He's led 9 laps here in tonight's race. As he works his way back to turn one, Allgaier trying to make the pass.
Down the back straightaway they come. Justin Allgaier trying to rally his way back toward the front of the pack. A little closer to the front. Taylor Gray's on the move. He goes to the inside of Alfredo.
He'll take that spot away just outside of the top five. Talked about tires a moment ago and tire fall off and maybe lack of, especially for somebody like Anthony Alfredo. Let's get more on tires with Steve Post down on the pit lane.
And listening to Cole Custer and Todd Gordon talk, it reminded me of conversations I had with Sam McCauley, crew chief for Brandon Jones, and Jonathan Toney, crew chief over at Haas Factory Team. And they said, yes, over a 30 or 40 lap run, there's a fall off. But what's interesting is when the tires cool, the speed comes back to them. So consequently, these cautions we've had have been about the right time. So I think the heat comes out of the tires, and some of the speed comes back into the tires as well. That's at least one insight I had from two different crew chiefs from two different manufacturers.
Temperature continues to plummet here, so tires will cool off rapidly under cautions as it's down to 48 degrees here in Martinsville, Virginia, with Carson Quappel up front, Brendan Queen is second, Christian Eck is third, the rest of the top 10. We'll show Sam Mayer fourth, Justin Allgaier fifth. Sixth is Taylor Gray. Seventh is Brandon Jones. Eighth is Anthony Alfredo. Eric Almirola ninth, and Sheldon Creed is 10th.
Nick Sanchez runs in the 11th position as they continue under the green flag. Harrison Burton in 12th, down to the final 6 laps of this second stage of the race. Keeping an eye on the battle up front, Carson Quappel has it. 0.3 of a second last time by, back to Brendan Queen. That margin has stabilized for now, but still within a car length and a half.
Yeah, Quappel is not out of the woods yet. Brendan Queen still there within striking distance. It's a good gap, about 10, maybe 12 car lengths back to the third place machine of Christian Eckes.
Christian Eckes just riding in basically his own real estate right now. Eckes has not won at this level, nor has Brendan Queen, nor has Carson Quappel. The front three all looking for their first win.
A lot of candidates for first-time trips to victory lane at the front of the field as we wind down toward the tail end of the second stage. Challenge is on for the number 5 position. Taylor Gray to the inside on Allgaier.
Allgaier to the outside lane. First time tonight, he's been challenged for a spot. Here comes to the inside Taylor Gray to the bottom. That is for 5th and 6th.
Taylor Gray's had a pretty sporty race car all evening long. He now busts his way into the top 5 as he bypasses Justin Allgaier.
They come to the line, 2 laps to go here in stage number 2. Last chance for anybody to really get any opportunity to score points as Quappel pulls him off turn 2.
And Quappel's got room. He's got a couple of car lengths in hand now over Brendan Queen. No lap traffic to worry about as he makes his way into turns 3 and 4.
Carson Quappel a lap away from the stage win and 10 valuable stage points. He has 3 car lengths over Brendan Queen in second. Christian Eckes a distance back in third.
Lap traffic will not be a factor. He won't have to deal with them at all. Quappel down the back straightaway again. A car length and a half, maybe 2 over Queen as they make their way into turn 4. A
couple of cars getting into the wall at the start-finish line. We stay under the green flag, and now the green and white checkered flag. Stage number 2 is complete, and it's a big stage win for Carson Quapel, his second stage win of the season. His other stage win came back at Mexico City in June. Quapel wins the stage. Brendan Queen is second. Christian Eck is third. Sam Mayer fourth. Fifth, Taylor Gray. Sixth is Justin Allgaier. Seventh, Brandon Jones. Eric Almirola eighth. Sheldon Creed ninth. And Anthony Alfredo 10th.
When it comes to moving iron fast, there's no one better than the auction experts at Ritchie Brothers. If you're looking to buy or sell vehicles and equipment for farming, construction and transportation, or other used heavy assets, Ritchie Brothers has spent decades building an unmatched reach with buyers and sellers around the globe. Whether you're buying or selling, get it done fast with Ritchie Brothers. Visit rbauction.com to browse our inventory and auction schedule. Again, that's rbauction.com.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Stage number two is in the books as we work the caution flag for the fifth time tonight. Pace truck will exit turn number two. Pit road will remain closed this time by. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The Motor Racing Network and Ally Bank have partnered to honor women in motorsports. This week, we highlight NASCAR competitor and sports car ace, Catherine Legg, for her contributions in motorsports.
I grew up racing go-karts. I wanted to be a Formula One driver. But then I did open wheel. I found a love for sports car racing. I loved doing the Xfinity races that I did, and I wanted to do more stock car racing. I got the opportunity to do the Chili Bowl, so I did it. It was really cool, really cool experience. I figure the more things I do, the better I'll become. You know, everything teaches you something. But I think I probably do have one of the most diverse careers in racing, because, like, literally, you name it, I've driven it. I've driven Formula E. I've driven prototypes. I've driven so many different forms of racing. I feel like this is the one that I really want to do that's eluded me. And I just love it. It's in my blood.
The Motor Racing Network, honoring women in motorsports, was brought to you by Ally Bank. No matter what you are saving for, whether it be race tickets, a car, or a new home, you need the bank that's your ally. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at the Martinsville Speedway, we continue to work the caution flag. This for the end of stage number two. Now, pit road has not opened up as of yet. Problem being is, we mentioned just as the leaders are coming to the green and white checkered flag, a couple of cars got together right here at the start-finish line. Thomas Annunziata had some sort of a mechanical issue and boxed everybody up, including Daniel Dye, who got a little chunk of that. It all happened right in front of playoff driver Jesse Love, who got away unscathed. But there is fluid down on the racetrack, all the way down the front stretch, into turns one and two, and all the way down the pit lane where Thomas Annunziata brought his car. And the wrecker is there at his machine right now to get it off of the pit lane.
That fluid in the outside lane, or the third lane here on the front stretch, up against the outside safer wall and into turns one and two, where he was able to keep that car high until he crossed the racetrack to make the entry onto the pit lane to the exit of turn number two. They continue to work with that car now in his pit stall, so it's going to be another lap or two before pit lane is open. Justin Allgaier currently in the sixth position. Let's get more from his pit now with Steve Post.
Justin Allgaier, listening to Jim Pullman, they pitted back on lap 93, and they feel really good about the race cars. They're not planning on pitting here, as they've got one more set of tires down here. And it sounds like that we're going to get a, when we get a caution somewhere in the end of the stirrup. Sorry, let's try that again. It sounds like we're going to get a caution, or they expect to have a caution here in stage number three, and they'll kind of split that difference and make sure they keep the freshest tires as possible on that car. So right now, the Justin Allgaier are going to stay out on the racetrack.
More speedy drive being applied now all the way down the backstretch into the entrance of pit road. As we're under caution for the fifth time, Carson Quappel is the race leader.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
an exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins, but the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Just circulating behind the Chevrolet Silverado pace truck right now with all the speedy drive put down from the Thomas Annunziata car, who has now been towed back to the NASCAR Xfinity Series garage. I'll say Cup garage. It's all the same garage here in this tight little infield, which is just part of the charm of this old racetrack. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
10 news here with all the speedy drive that's been put down around this little